one more, you two born shiny boys and go along with me. I'd have you pay attention and listen unto me. Concerning six brave shiny boys, so manfully and brave, far brave the gentlemen carry and drop, they met with the watery grave. It was on one Sunday morning, late springtime of the year. Our logs were still like mountain high, and we could not keep them clear. Our bossy tried to turn out brave lads with courage, void, and fear. While brave the gentlemen, Gary and Ross, first Egner, shall with you. We had not rolled up many a log, so a boss offended say, I'd have you be up on your guard, for the jam will soon give way. These words were scarcely spoken till the jam did break and go, and carried off six brave shiny boys of the farm of the young Monroe. When the rest of these brave shiny boys sad tidings they did hear, in search of those dead bodies to the river they did steer. They found one of those dead bodies to their sad grief and woe, while quiet mangled on that beach of the farmer, the young Monroe. They took him from the river, braced back his waving hair. There was one young farm among them whose screams did sound the air. There was one young farm among them, a girl from Segner's town, who mourns and cries, did sound the sky, for her true love was drowned. They gave to him a dear burial, 'twas on the 6th of May. Come all you true-born shanty boys, with courage let us pray. Engrave upon the hemlock tree, which at his head did grow, was the age and the date and the drowning fate of the farmer, the young Monroe. Miss Clara was a nice young girl, likewise a Rendlet friend. Her mother was a widow, lived by the river bend. They bought her true love wages, to her they did pay, was a liver up subscription from the shanty boys next day. Miss Farrow did not serve life long, till her mother said grief and woe. For in less than 6 months afterwards, death called on her to go. For in less than 6 months afterwards, death gave to her relief, and her last request was granted to labor the young Monroe. Come all you true-born shady boys and go along with me. They let go one first side by side, close by the hemlock tree, where the boys has cut the trees all down, where they won't use to grow. There sleeps Miss Sarah, the young and perfect, where the boys has cut the trees all down, where they won't use to grow. There sleeps Miss Sarah, the young and perfect, where the boys has cut the trees all down, where they won't use to grow.